This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The Biden administration is making a bet that hydrogen fuel will help bring the American economy to net zero carbon emissions by the year 2050. It's investing $7 billion into hydrogen hubs around the country to develop clean hydrogen. Plus, new federal subsidies and tax incentives are meant to encourage private investment. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
The promise of hydrogen fuel is that it could cut emissions in industries like trucking and manufacturing that have proven most difficult to decarbonize. It's a lot of pressure for an industry that's barely off the ground.
The new uses of hydrogen that we hope to see are still in their infancy.
Aaron Bergman is a fellow with the think tank Resources for the Future. He says the main thing holding hydrogen fuel back is its cost.
Unless there is an additional incentive to sort of bridge this price difference between fossil fuels and hydrogen, there's very little reason for people to use hydrogen right now.
Bergman says the new hubs will look for more cost-effective ways to produce hydrogen fuel, and federal incentives will help create a market for it. But building the infrastructure to support this new economy, like production plants, pipelines, and storage facilities, won't come cheap, says Scott Nyquist, a senior advisor with McKinsey.
And inflation is driving up the cost in a way that is unexpected.
He says supply chain issues affecting this industry have stubbornly lingered since these incentives were first introduced. Plus, interest rates have soared.
So therefore, the revenues that you need to get from these projects to make them work for a business needs to be much higher.
Nyquist says there's a fear that the available subsidies aren't enough to make those projects pencil out. Then there's the industry's personnel problem, says Eugene Holubniak, director of the Hydrogen Energy Research Center at the University of Wyoming.
We do have workforce that knows how to deal with hydrogen, but it is still limited.
Even with the labor market cooling off, building a specialized workforce from scratch won't be easy. Holubniak says whether hydrogen energy lives up to its promise depends on how quickly the brand new industry can scale up. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
Hydrogen does pack a lot of energy into a small volume, and water vapor comes out the exhaust, yet it takes lots of electricity to make hydrogen, and that can be a clean or a dirty process, depending.